Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
I'm here with Madison David, creator of the No Spills Plate for very young children. Tell us how you got your inspiration for this product.
As I watched my daughter learning to feed herself, I realized that I could make it easier for her and other children if I improved the design of the plate itself.
Your sale of over 200,000 units in the first year is impressive. Why do you think this has been such a success?
Mainly, I think the innovative marketing campaign we used was key. Having a useful product is not enough. You also need to make sure everyone knows about it.
Number 50. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 51. Where does the woman say her inspiration came from? Number 52. According to the woman, what was a key factor in her success? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
So, Mr. Lowery, what do you think of the commercial property we just saw? The site is zoned for retail activities, and it has a great location.
It has a modern appearance, and I like the fact that there's heavy foot traffic in the area. Actually, I'm wondering why anyone would want to sell such a great space.
Well, the owner, Mr. Lynch, plans to retire and close his shop entirely. And he doesn't want to deal with the hassle of renting out the building.
I see. I'm definitely interested, but I think the asking price is too much. Do you think he would be willing to lower it?
Number 53. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 54. According to the woman, what does Mr. Lynch plan to do? Number 55. What problem does the man mention? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Morrison, a journalist from Dogs Weekly magazine. I'm supposed to interview the organizer of the dog show, Terence King. Do you know where I could find him?
Yes, Mr. King is expecting you. He's backstage right now. If I can just take a look at your badge, I will be able to issue you a security pass for that area, since members of the general public aren't allowed.
Thanks very much. Could you also tell me where the award ceremony will take place?
Yes. It will be on the ground floor at 4 p.m. The podium is at the front of the main hall. The seats are available on a first-come, first-served basis, so it would be best to get there early.
Number 56. Who is the man? Number 57. Why should the man present an ID badge? Number 58. What is scheduled to take place at 4 o'clock? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I'm wondering if you stopped carrying Architecture Monthly.
No, we still have it. We get a new copy every month for patrons to check out.
Oh, really?
Yes. The magazines and newspapers are on the shelves in the West Wing, organized in alphabetical order.
I've already checked those shelves. I had no success.
Maybe someone left it in the wrong place. Could you tell me which one you're looking for?
The June issue, please.
I'll check the study zone. Sometimes people leave their reading materials there. I'll be right back.
Number 59. Where does the woman work? Number 60. What does the man imply when he says,
I had no success?
Number 61. What is suggested about the facility? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
That was an inspiring speech, Ms. Trent.
That's very kind of you. It was my first time presenting at a conference this large.
Well, it was so impressive that we'd like to set up a meeting with you.
As you probably know, we've been working with Bryant Incorporated for our ad campaign, but we're dissatisfied with it.
That's right. It isn't giving us the results we want.
I'd be happy to discuss marketing strategies with you at my office. I'm on the fourth floor of this building. It's right here.
Okay, let me give you my business card.
Thanks. I will contact you as soon as I can.
Number 62. Where are the speakers? Number 63. What do the men imply about Bryant Incorporated? Number 64. Why does the woman say,
It's right here?
Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Hi, Adam. This is Tammy Locke. I heard you were in charge of our restaurant's booth at last year's food festival.
That's right, I was.
The festival runs from Saturday, May 28th to Sunday, May 29th. Would you be willing to work at the booth again this year?
Sure. It was a lot of fun last year. I'm free on Sunday morning.
Actually, I was hoping that you could cover my shift.
Well, I'm meeting a friend for coffee, but I'm confident that I can change those plans. I'll check with him and call you back.
Number 65. What is the purpose of the call? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which shift will the man work at the event? Number 67. What will the man probably do next? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and list.
Good afternoon. I was just hired as a realtor, so I'm using my phone a lot more than before. I need to upgrade my phone plan.
Okay. We have several plans to choose from, ranging from $39.99 to $79.99 per month.
Oh, that's more than I expected.
Well, if you register for a 2-year service agreement, the price is significantly lower. What package size are you looking for?
I'll be sending about 4,000 texts per month, and I'll need a data package too. Around 5 gigabytes should do it.
Let me show you your options. Number 68. What has the woman recently done? Number 69. According to the man, how can the woman get a discount? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which monthly plan will the woman choose?